98QCountry.com.
News. I'm Richard Cantu. House Speaker Mike Johnson intent on bringing four separate foreign aid bills to a vote this week. That includes Ukraine and Israel.
At least two Republican hardliners, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, have come out and said this package proposed by Johnson is the last straw, and it's time for him to be removed as Speaker through what's called a motion to vacate or resign. Johnson responding when pressed by ABC's Rachel Scott.
I am not resigning, and it is in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion. And we are simply here trying to do our job.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Voting tech company Smartmatic is settling its lawsuit against hard right outlet One America News. Terms not disclosed. The lawsuit asserted One America perpetuated the stolen election lie. A heat wave in Myanmar has spurred the generals running the country to transfer former leader Aung San Suu Kyi from prison to house arrest for her health. This is ABC News. Waiting for lower interest rates? Don't hold your breath. During a panel discussion in Washington, D.C., Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said persistently stubborn inflation is likely to delay any consideration of rate cuts until later this year.
We think policy is well positioned to handle the risks that we face. If higher inflation does persist, we can maintain the current level of restriction for as long as needed. At the same time, we have significant space to ease should the labor market unexpectedly weaken.
He said recent data clearly has not given the Fed governors greater confidence that inflation is coming fully under control. A hospital in Anderson, Indiana, announced the death of Carl Erskine, a pitcher and among the last survivors from the celebrated Brooklyn Dodgers teams of the 50s. He hurled two no-hitters during his career and was a 20-game winner in 1953 when he struck out a then-record 14 Yankees batters in a World Series game. Carl Erskine was 97 years old when he passed away. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, some showers and even some rumbles of thunder. It will stay breezy with lows in the lower 40s. Showers and storms around for your Wednesday. That east wind coming around to the northwest, gusting up around 25, highs reaching the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Songs until the end of it. Jimmy Buffett, Alan Jackson, It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I don't like the end of it because it seems like they're like battling back and forth to see who's going to get the last line in it. Listen, when you're on with Jimmy Buffett, Jimmy Buffett gets the last line. I'm sorry. Bailey Zimmerman.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm for your
is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. I went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the
favorites. Your classics.
Your country. 98Q Country.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot.
Up is me. It's Keith Urban. My name is Penrod. This is Messed Up. A new poll reveals that 42% of Americans aren't getting as much sleep as they need. More than half say they'd feel better if they could get more sleep. Women are less likely than men to report getting enough sleep, with a survey showing only 36% of women say they get the sleep they need compared to 48% of men. See, on this shift, I get it. You're probably like me. You don't get the sleep you need. Just not enough sleep when you're doing this shift.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than two. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Brewery
tour bus trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the crew tour bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Country.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Come, I ain't seen you around before. So, you know, I ain't never had a type. Having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you. You're something else. And I know we just never. I wanna introduce you to my kids. Just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. Yeah. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kids.
Call
It's fearless. My name is Ben Rod. Did you hear about this? A drug-sniffing dog in Taiwan named Roger got fired after a few years ago for being too friendly. But he found a new gig as a search and rescue dog, and he's actually really good at it. He's been part of 7 big search and rescue missions in the past 4 years, including one for survivors of that 7.4 earthquake that hit Taiwan last month. He's 8 now, so he's getting close to retirement. They plan on letting him relax and live out the rest of his days in comfort once he turns 9. So, drug-sniffing dog that's too friendly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, some showers and even some rumbles of thunder. It will stay breezy with lows in the lower 40s. Showers and storms around for your Wednesday. That east wind coming around to the northwest, gusting up around 25. Highs reaching the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
This is New Country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
We 98Q Country.
With the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down, I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunset's like a tangerine.
Save me the trouble. Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself.
98QCountry.com.
Let your boys be country. Jason is sporting a new look, kind of. I don't know if you saw on his social media. Now, for years, he's gone with kind of the half goatee. So it was just kind of on the chin. Didn't have anything on the upper lip. Well, he's gone full out goatee now.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like a Super Trooper cop. I don't know if you remember that movie, Super Troopers. He looks like one of the cops from Super Troopers now.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Q Country.
A few days.
sips of coffee. He poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt.
98 Q Country.
Get that.